St. George would have arrived in Cappadocia, accompanied not by a war horse, but by a highly competent secretariat. He would be armed not with a lance, but with some flexible formula. He would, of course, be welcomed enthusiastically by the local branch of the League of Nations Union. Fortified by their encouragement, he would propose a conference with the dragons.